International adoption advocates are warning it'll soon be much harder for people to track down their biological families because federal government funding isn't being extended beyond this month. A charity called the International Social Service helps reunite people adopted from overseas with their birth parents. The organisation says during the past 2 years, government money has helped hundreds of adoptees. Here's political reporter Caitlin Gribben.
Sally Jane Bevan felt unusually elated during a recent visit to the doctor.
They asked me, do you know your family history? I'm so used to saying, oh no, sorry, I'm adopted. But this time I got to sort of say, yes.
The Sydney woman was adopted from South Korea in the late 80s. As a child, she wanted to know more about her biological family and had even memorised the few details she had.
You can only try and fill in the gaps. Like, there is just so much.
She spent 5 years searching for her family, and despite having some help from an orphanage she used to live in and government agencies, Sally Jane Bevan still didn't have any leads. But a few months ago, her luck changed. She came across a charity that helps people find their biological families, and it had enough money to take on her case. The spokesman for the International Social Service is Damon Martin.
For these Australians adopted from overseas to have an actual service dedicated to assist them gave them a glimmer of hope. It's really difficult for them to navigate these overseas search avenues on their own.
They've located my biofamily, which is like major. I never, ever imagined that that would even be possible.
But the International Social Service warns it may not be able to continue helping people like Sally Jane. For the past 2 years, the charity's received almost $1 million from the federal government to help Australians adopted from overseas trace their biological families. That funding runs out at the end of next week and there won't be any more. Damon Martin's worried about what that will mean for his clients.
A lot of them have identity issues, no knowledge of their language or their culture.
In a statement, Social Services Minister Dan Tehan has told AM it was made clear the funding would not be extended. He says it's the charity's responsibility to plan for its sustainability and it should find alternative revenue sources. Damon Martin says helping people find their relatives overseas isn't a big enough priority for the government.
If Australia is actually going to adopt children and facilitate adoptions from overseas, they have a duty to also provide this post-adoption support.
Sally Jane Bevan is yet to meet her South Korean family. They've spent the past few months getting to know each other over the phone, and she's excited by the photographs she's been sent.
I can't describe the feeling of not seeing anyone that looks like you for your whole life and then suddenly seeing five people that look like you in like 5 hours. It was pretty full on, but amazing.
She says without the International Social Service, she may never have had the chance to get to know her biological family.
Caitlin Gribben reporting.